All right, get ready to dive into some of those cybersecurity horror stories we all kind of dread, right?
Yeah, those ones that keep you up at night.
Exactly. We're going deep into this document called Common Risk Assessment Myths to see where businesses might be, you know, unknowingly making themselves vulnerable.
You ready to face some hard truths?
Oh, absolutely. Bring it on. So this document starts off with a myth that I think a lot of us have probably fallen for at some point. We're too small to be a target.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense, right?
Right.
Why would hackers go after, like, a little guppy when there are, you know, whales out there?
Exactly. But is that really how it works?
It's a nice thought, but it's dangerously misleading.
Oh, no.
Hackers use tools, things like Shodan. It's like a... Think of it as Google, but it searches for exposed devices and systems. They don't care how big you are.
So no discrimination.
Nope. If your security is weak, you're a target, period.
So it's not about being a big, juicy target. It's about having that unlocked door, regardless of the size of the house.
Exactly. Yeah.
And this document has some pretty unsettling examples.
Oh, yeah. They talk about this small law firm in Maryland.
Okay.
And then there's this accounting firm out in the Midwest, both got hit with cyber attacks.
Wow.
These firms, I mean, they probably felt pretty safe, you know, because of their size, but it clearly wasn't enough.
So size doesn't matter.
Not at all. The problem is that smaller businesses, they often don't have the resources to, like, really build up their cybersecurity.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And that makes them, you know, even easier prey for these hackers.
Oh, that's not good. I'm already feeling a little less secure, and we're only on myth number one. Okay, the next one is one I've heard a lot. Risk assessments are too expensive, especially for these smaller businesses. I can see how that perception might be a barrier.
Yeah, totally. It's understandable, but let's flip the script here.
Okay.
What's really expensive is cleaning up the mess after a cyber attack.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Lost client data, your financial records are messed up, potential lawsuits, the damage to your reputation.
Yeah, it's like that old saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Exactly. This document, they really lay out the potential consequences.
Oh, do they ever?
And they point out that those costs can be crippling. I mean, way more expensive than just paying for a proper risk assessment up front.
Okay, so think of it as a routine checkup for your business, but for its digital health.
Yeah, exactly. Catching those vulnerabilities early, I mean, that can save you from a major financial and operational surgery down the line.
Okay, I'm getting the picture. Myth number three, and this one is a little embarrassing. We have antivirus software, so we're protected. Tell me I'm not alone on this one.
Oh, you are definitely not alone. It's a very common thing, and it makes sense.
Right.
Antivirus is important, but it's not like the end-all be-all of cybersecurity.
So it's like thinking that just a basic lock on your front door is going to stop a determined burglar.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
I feel like this document made a similar analogy.
They did. It's like you've got that lock, but the criminals, they have the whole toolkit to get past it. Cyber attacks are... always evolving, getting more complex, harder to detect.
Okay, so antivirus is important, but it's just one piece of the puzzle.
Just one piece. You need layers of protection. Firewalls, intrusion detection systems, and this is a big one, employee training.
Oh yeah, the human element.
Those are all vital parts of a comprehensive cybersecurity strategy. And a thorough risk assessment, well, that helps you identify those weak points and figure out what other measures you need.
Gotcha. All right, myth number four, risk assessments are a one-time event.
Mm-hmm.
Can you really just check that box and be done with it, especially with technology changing so fast these days?
Yeah, it feels like you'd need to reassess all the time.
Right.
Yeah, it's a dangerous misconception. Think of it like a river, constantly changing, the currents shifting, new obstacles popping up.
Okay, so that's the cybersecurity landscape.
Exactly. That's exactly it. New vulnerabilities and threats, they come out every day. What was secure yesterday might be wide open today.
Oh, wow. This document, it stresses the need for regular risk assessments, right?
Yeah, all the time.
So it's like regularly taking the pulse of your security.
Exactly.
So how often should businesses be doing these checkups?
It really depends. The size of your business, the type of data you handle, the industry you're in, but at least once a year, maybe even more often.
Okay, regular checkups. Got it.
Mm.
This last myth makes me a little nervous.
Oh, yeah.
We can handle risk assessments ourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the DIY spirit, but is this something businesses should really be trying to tackle in-house?
I mean, it's tempting, right? Especially for smaller businesses.
Yeah.
But risk assessments, they require like a deep understanding of the threat landscape and access to specialized tools and expertise.
So it's not like changing a light bulb. This is more like rewiring your whole house.
Exactly. It's complicated. And, you know, this document really emphasizes the value of bringing in specialists, you know, IT service providers. They've got the knowledge, the experience, and the tools to spot vulnerabilities that you might miss. Plus, they're always up to date on the latest threats, which is super important in this field.
So it's like having like a dedicated team of cybersecurity detectives on call.
Haha, I like that. Yeah, exactly. They can help you develop a really strong security strategy that's specifically for your business.
Okay, now I see the value in bringing in some real pros. But what about, you know, those businesses who might be hesitant to hand over the reins completely?
It makes sense. They want to be involved.
Right.
Well, even if you have some internal IT staff, partnering with an IT service provider can be a game changer.
So it's not like all or nothing.
No, not at all.
It's like a collaboration. The IT service provider is kind of like an expert consultant.
Exactly. And that actually brings us to the end of this first part of our deep dive.
Wow. We've covered a lot already. But I have a feeling this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, yeah. There's so much more to explore. Join us in part two, where we'll dive deeper into the benefits of working with those IT service providers. And we'll get into some practical strategies to build that really robust cybersecurity for your business.
Can't wait. See you there. Welcome back. Man, my head is still spinning from all those risk assessment myths we talked about in the first part. I don't know about you, but it's a bit of a wake-up call.
Yeah.
Especially for those of us who maybe, you know, got a little too comfortable with our cybersecurity habits.
Yeah, it's easy to get complacent, right? Especially when tech is changing so fast.
Exactly. But the good news is we can take control and, you know, build a stronger defense for our businesses.
Absolutely, we can.
In the last part, we touched on working with professionals, you know, bringing in those IT service providers who they live and breathe cybersecurity. This document really seems to advocate for that kind of partnership. But what are the actual, like, tangible benefits of bringing in these experts?
Well, think about it like this. You wouldn't try to perform surgery on yourself.
No way.
Right. You'd go to a specialist who has the training, the experience, the tools.
Makes sense.
Cybersecurity, it's really no different. IT service providers, they bring that same level of specialized knowledge.
Okay, so we're not just talking about someone who knows how to, like, set up a firewall, right?
Nope, not at all.
These are, like, cybersecurity surgeons. What kind of knowledge are we talking about here?
They're constantly immersed in the world of cyber threats. They study the latest tactics, vulnerabilities, best practices.
So they're kind of like those code breakers in spy movies, always a step ahead of the bad guys.
Exactly. They understand that complex technical landscape, and they can identify weaknesses that you might totally miss.
Oh, wow. Plus, this document mentions they often have access to some really high-tech tools and technologies that most businesses, you know, they wouldn't have on their own.
Oh, yeah. These tools can scan your systems, pinpoint vulnerabilities, even simulate cyber attacks to test your defenses.
Wait, so they can actually, like, stage a fake cyber attack to see how well you'd hold up?
Pretty much. It's called penetration testing. A lot of IT providers offer that. It's like a controlled experiment. Ethical hackers try to break into your system, see where the weaknesses are.
Oh, that's fascinating. And I could see how doing something like that in-house would be, like, impossible.
Yeah, pretty much. And they don't just identify the risks. They actually help you build a whole strategy to address them. This document makes that point, too.
So it's not just, like, a diagnosis.
No.
It's the full treatment plan.
Exactly. They can recommend and implement security measures tailored to your needs, your budget, firewalls, intrusion detection systems, data encryption, multi-factor authentication, the whole nine yards.
So they're basically your cybersecurity architects.
I like that. Oh. Yes. Building a fortress around your data and systems.
I love it. And for smaller businesses, this can be huge, right?
It's huge, yeah. They get enterprise-grade security without having to build an in-house team.
That makes a lot of sense. It's like having a whole cybersecurity department, but without the overhead costs. We've talked about knowledge, tools, strategy. This document also mentions something I think is really important. Peace of mind.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, having someone else managing your cybersecurity, that can be such a relief.
Totally. Especially for those who, you know, they might be a little overwhelmed by just how much the threat landscape is changing.
Oh, yeah. It's like having a security guard patrolling your business 24/7, even when you're sleeping. Let's say a business isn't ready to bring in a full IKEA service provider just yet. Are there some steps they can take on their own to be more secure?
Absolutely. One of the most important things is to create a culture of security awareness.
Oh, I like that. So it's not just about the tech, it's about the people using the tech.
Right. The document talks about the human element, which I think is so key. Your employees, they're often the first line of defense. They need to be educated about, you know, phishing scams, suspicious links, all those common attack vectors. Regular training, that can make such a difference.
So it's like teaching everyone in the neighborhood to be on the lookout for suspicious activity.
Exactly. More eyes, more awareness, that makes it much harder for, you know, the bad guys to operate.
That's a great analogy. What about strong passwords? How important is that?
Oh, it's crucial. Encourage your employees to have unique passwords, complex passwords for all their accounts, and turn on multi-factor authentication whenever possible.
Okay, strong passwords. Got it. I'll admit, I'm guilty of using the same password for, like, multiple things. Multi-factor authentication, that's that extra step where you have to, like, enter a code from your phone.
Yeah, exactly. It makes it way harder for hackers to get in, even if they steal your password.
Yeah.
This document actually calls it a must-have, and I completely agree.
Okay, strong passwords, multi-factor authentication, check. What else?
Keep your software and systems updated. Those updates, they often have security patches that fix vulnerabilities.
Ah, so those pesky update notifications are actually important.
They are. Putting them off, it's like leaving a window open in your house. Just inviting burglars to come right in.
Okay, updates are a priority now. What about data backups?
Data backups, those are absolutely essential. They're like an insurance policy for your data. If you get hit with ransomware or your system crashes, having those recent backups can save your business.
It's like rewinding time. You can restore everything.
Yeah. It's all about business continuity, being able to keep things running smoothly even if there's an incident. That's what this document calls it.
Okay, business continuity, I like it. We're starting to build a really clear picture of what a strong cybersecurity posture actually looks like.
We are, and it's not a one-time thing, remember. It's an ongoing process.
It's like staying in shape. You can't just, like, go to the gym once and expect to be fit forever.
That's a great way to put it. It has to be part of your routine. Cybersecurity is the same way.
Staying vigilant and informed. Okay, I'm feeling way more confident now knowing that there are these concrete steps we can take to protect ourselves. Before we wrap up this part, I want to go back to partnering with an IT service provider.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
The document actually mentions a specific provider.
They do. CCS, Comprehensive Cybersecurity Solutions.
Yep.
They offer a free consultation, which is awesome.
So it's kind of a free checkup for your business's cybersecurity health.
Exactly. It's a great way to assess where you're at, get some advice from the experts.
Fantastic. We'll be sure to include their info in the show notes. But before we move on, I want to leave our listeners with a question.
Yep.
What's one small change you could make this week to improve your cybersecurity?
Ooh, I like that. Think about it. Could it be strengthening a password, turning on multi-factor authentication, scheduling a training for your team, or maybe just reaching out to an IT provider for that free consultation?
Such a good challenge. And remember, even those small steps, they can make a big difference in the long run.
Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into those risk assessment myths. You know, going through these myths and those practical steps, it's been pretty eye-opening.
Yeah, for sure.
It makes you realize that cybersecurity is way more than just like a technical checklist, right?
Absolutely. It's got to be part of your company culture.
Yeah, and this document we've been exploring, it doesn't just focus on preventing attacks, right? It's about building resilience.
That's a great point. It's a mindset shift. It's not just about putting up walls, but like creating a foundation that can handle whatever comes your way.
So it's like building a fortress, but one that can, you know, adapt and evolve.
Yeah.
Because those threats, they never stop changing, right?
Exactly. A strong cybersecurity posture helps you get back up and running quickly if something happens, you know, minimize downtime. It also protects your reputation and helps you maintain the trust of your clients and partners.
That makes sense. If you're known for being secure and reliable, I mean, that actually makes your brand stronger.
Absolutely. And this resilience, it's even more important now because the threats are getting more common and more sophisticated.
So it's not just about surviving a cyber attack. It's about, like, thriving in spite of them.
Exactly. By taking cybersecurity seriously and investing in the right strategies and partnerships, businesses can not only mitigate risks, but also create new opportunities for growth and innovation.
So it flips the script, right?
Yeah.
Cybersecurity goes from being a burden to a strategic advantage.
That's exactly it. And that's what we want you to take away from this deep dive. It's not just an IT issue, it's a business imperative.
I love that. I think we've really unpacked the importance of risk assessments and busted some dangerous myths.
Yeah, we did. And we talked about those IT service providers and gave you some actionable steps to improve your security.
It's been great. As we wrap up, I want to leave you with one last thought. What would it look like for your business to truly embrace cybersecurity as a core value?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Not just something you check off a list, but something that's woven into the culture of your company. How would that change how you make decisions, your investments, how you approach protecting your most valuable assets? We'd love to hear your thoughts. Reach out to us with your questions and your experiences. Until next time, stay curious, be informed, and stay secure.